tulabye omulimu gwe tulina.
The work of the kingdom. Omulimu gw'obwakabaka. God has trusted us with this work.
Katonda atwesize n'omulimu guno.
He has put this community into our hands.
Atadde ekitundu kino mu mikono gyaffe.
For us to serve.
Betusobole okukiweereza ekitundu.
And as we serve.
Era nga bwetuweereza.
We also serve with our substance.
Tuteekayo n'ebintu byaffe byonna bye tulina.
We serve with our substance.
Tukozesa ebyaffe bye tulina.
The man of God talked about resources sometime back.
Omusajja wa Katonda yayogera ku bintu ebikozesebwa ekiseera ekiyiseeko.
And he majored on two things.
Yayogera ku bintu bibiri.
Yateeka nnyo essira ku bintu bino bibiri.
Yes, he focused on two things.
Time.
Obudde.
Our time.
Obudde bwaffe.
Our time.
Obudde bwaffe.
We give our time to the Lord.
Tuwayo obudde bwaffe eri Katonda.
We give our time to the work of the kingdom.
Tuwayo obudde bwaffe eri omulimu ogw'obwakabaka.
We come and serve.
Tujja ne tuweereza.
With our skills, with our knowledge and everything that we know, our talents.
Ne tukozesa ebintu byaffe byonna ebitone ne talanta.
And every gift that we have.
Na buli kirabo kye tulina.
We come together and put them together to serve.
Tujja wamu ne tuweereza.
So make sure you put in your time.
Nawe gezaako okulaba ng'oteekayo obudde bwo bwonna.
Put in your time to serve.
Teekayo obudde bwo bwonna.
Do something in the house of the Lord.
Kyokola mu bwakabaka.
And number two, he talked about money.
Ekyokubiri yayogera nnyo ku sente.
He talked about money.
Yayogera ku sente.
Your money must be part of the kingdom.
Sente zo zirina okubeera ekimu ku bwakabaka.
You have to contribute to the work of the kingdom.
Oyina okuwaayo eri obwakabaka. Omulimu gw'obwakabaka.
That one is for the blessed.
Ekyo kikyaba abalina omukisa.
It is for the blessed.
Ekyaba alina omukisa.
Amen.
Amen.
So prepare your giving.
Katutekeke kiweebwayo
kyaffe. Tithe your offering first fruit.
Ekimu eky'ekkumi.
And if you want to give online, the methods are on the screen.
Nabagala okuwaayo ku masimu. Amasimu gali ku screen.
If you're ready, please stand up on your feet.
Bw'oba weetegese, bambi imirira ku bigere
ebyo. Stand up on your feet and we pray.
Imirira ku bigere ebyo tusabe.
If you are ready.
Bw'oba nga weetegese.
And you will surely be blessed.
Ojja kuweebwa omukisa.
Your work, your labor is not in vain.
N'emirimu gyo tegiri mu butali.
Your labor is not in vain.
Emirimu gyo tegiri mu butali.
You are not giving in vain.
Toweerayo bwereere.
God is going to reward you.
Katonda agenda kuwa omukisa.
God is going to reward you.
Katonda agenda kuwa omukisa.
I said that the Lord is going to reward you.
Kankiddemu nti Katonda agenda kuwa
omukisa.
Raise up your envelope.
Mukama,
let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the most giving people in the world. These people that have generous hearts. You say in your word in Malachi that give your tithes. That in my house there may be
food.
And Lord, you say that you will open the windows of heaven and you will pour out a blessing unto your people that they will not even have a place to put it. See the men and women that have come to worship you with their offerings. Lord, I pray that you'll open the windows of heaven, that you'll bless us. You'll bless us. Lord, I pray that you'll give us wisdom to be in the right place at the right time, that we shall partake of the blessing you gave us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Come and give. Please come.
Thank you for your giving.
We
want to thank the administration. Thank you, Pastor Caro. Thank you, Masi.
For
putting this accountability together. This helps us. Like Pastor Caro said. It helps us to know how to pray.
Bwagambye nti kituyamba okumanya okusaba.
And also it is a wake up call to us as a community. To see the responsibility that we have.
Okulaba omulimu gwe tulina.
If we have the responsibility that is worth 8 million.
Bobo ino omulimu nga gwa million nga munana.
And we are collecting 1.2 million right now.
Ninga tukunganya million emu n'emitwalo abiri.
If that does not speak to you.
Ekyo bwe kibanga tekyogera gy'oli.
It should speak to us.
Kirina okwogera gye tuli.
Should speak to us.
Kirina okubaako kye kitugamba.
It should speak to us.
Kirina okutulaga ekintu
ekyo. We cannot allow to operate under capacity.
Tetusobola kukkiriza kukolera wansi w'ekyo kye tulina
okukola. Below our potential.
Okukolera wansi w'obuyinza bwaffe oba obusobozi.
We cannot allow to work below our potential.
Tetusobola kukola wansi w'obusobozi.
And listen, if you're seated here today.
Era bw'oba otudde wano ow'oluganda.
And you're part of this family.
Ng'oli wamu ku maka gano.
You're part of this community.
Oli kimu ku kifo kino kitundu.
This is the responsibility that we have.
Guno omulimu gwaffe ffenna.
And we are not going to allow to work below our potential.
Era tetulina kukkiriza kukolera wansi w'obusobozi.
Katonda bw'abanga atutadde mu kifo kino.
If God has put us in this place and has given us this work and responsibility. He has also given us the ability and potential to do it. Have you understood it? If you are here and you are part of this family, and God has given us this great work, it means He has also given us the potential to do this work. Have you understood? We have the ability, the potential, we have it.
So, operating under or below the potential.
We should not allow to operate under our potential. We shouldn't allow it. It means we should pray and ask God for wisdom to be able to get the money of the work He has given us, because He has given us the potential. So this shows us that maybe there is something we've not been doing well.
This month we've been talking about faith and finances. Been talking about faith and finances.
And we are finishing that subject today. We're finishing this series. Next Sunday, our Father Pastor Obafoso will be here with us teaching.
Yeah. He'll be introducing something new. So we are crowning this subject. Faith and finances.
Briefly,
let me say something about Love
Encounter.
Love Encounter, like the service leader said, registration for volunteers was closed. With exception to the students who were in boarding school, they could not register. So students who are in a boarding school, please go through your generation leaders and register.
Abadde mu boarding nga mwagala okwewandiisa mwe mugende mu ba generation leader bamwe mwewandiise.
All right. Apart from the volunteers,
the rest of you,
I know that some of us are busy, we are not able to make it, we have school, we have work. But this announcement that we closed registration does not mean that you are not part of the meetings.
Let us understand it.
When we say that we've closed
registration, it doesn't mean that you should stay home and not come for the
we are
expected here on the 9th and 10th of May.
Healing meetings.
We shall be with healing meetings from 5 up to 8 p.m.
Volunteers community mujenga muenda na kuzomwezinga 10 saa 10.
And those of us that are not able to register as volunteers, please be here at during the Love Encounter week at 5 to 8. That's on the 9th and the 10th.
Invite your family, invite your friends.
Call as many people.
Let us gather in this place and
serve the Lord.
And on the 11th of May, we'll have spoons and bowls from 4 to 8 p.m.
Eranga kumi na lumu tuja kubera ne spoons and bowls okuva sawa 11
okuva sawa 10 paka sawa
okuva from 4 up to 8 p.m.
Yeah, so healing meetings ne spoons and bowls via fefe nanga maka
kati enkunga na zinezo kuonyezebwa za fefe na
kubere yo notaja spoons and bowls mbote we wandisa no, please come and let us be here. Amen.
Mwenamu mujemu vele chimuko.
And this is a special announcement. All Love Encounter volunteers, you should be available next Sunday for team building, and this is compulsory.
This is Love Encounter week. Musubirwa kubera wano ku Sunday okutandika team building yaffe ku Sunday.
Team building this time around tugenda jikola ku Sunday.
Team building this kuluna egenda kubera ku Sunday. It's going to be on Sunday.
Kubanga tuinamu kugenda bukomansimbi so budde tebutumala.
Because we must go to bukomansimbi so we don't have enough time.
Tuino calls the so budde bwe tulina okusobola okukola omulimu guno.
We need to use the time we have to do this.
Sunday abiwandisizo kubera volunteers temudda yoka ku Sunday service ngewedde tusigala wano okukola team building.
So,
amen.
After the service we'll be here to do the team building. Amen. The volunteers.
Amen. Don't be cold. Say amen.
Gamba amina.
Amen. Okay, let us go into the Word of God. We've talked about this subject for a couple of Sundays. And my job is just to remind us. Pastor Carol laid a very good foundation and something very profound concerning this subject. So our faith should be reflected. You see what we saw on the screen here today. People have given. People have given. We have built the church. We have contributed. We have given over tithes and first fruit and every
other.
That shows where our faith is. So City Church Kampala. Clap your hands and appreciate us for
giving.
Because our faith is connected to our finances. We invest our resources. We invest our time. We invest our money. And we invest our lives into the work of the kingdom. And that is where our faith is. That is where our faith is. That is where our faith is. You cannot invest where you have no faith. You cannot invest in a place where you don't believe you will have returns. And if you're here and you have done business before, if you invest in a business and it is making losses, you close it. You invest your time, your energy, your life, your money in a place that makes profit. And the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, to restore our resources in heaven. Why? Because in heaven, moths and rats have no access. We invest our treasures in heaven. So I want to urge you today to begin to invest in heaven. I know you have been investing, but increase your investment. If you're part of this family, increase your investment. If you gave God a few hours in the first quarter of this year, as you go into the next quarter, give more time. This is an investment. This is an investment. This is how we put God first. This is how we give God the first place in our lives. If we give Him our money and our time, and we give our resources. So today I want us to learn from a great man, a great King David. Briefly, a revelation that he had. This is the man that the Bible talks about. He was after God's own heart. So we cannot ignore what he says.
So
he was very close to God. So he knows what God is thinking. And he has this revelation in Psalms chapter 24, verses 1. Which I believe is very important for us to learn. Psalms chapter 24, verse 1. The Bible says,
Bible gamba,
the earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has found it upon the seas and established it upon the waters.
So,
David is telling us how God invested. God built something called the earth on the waters. That is an incredible investment. If you ask to build, construct a building on the water. So God put in a lot of technology, a lot of energy, a lot of
invested.
He invested. But what I want us to learn is in the first verse. He says, the earth is the Lord's. This earth belongs to God. And all its fullness. And the world and those who dwell therein. I like what the NIV says. It says, the earth is the Lord's. And everything in it. Everything that is in the earth belongs to God. Okay? And the world and all who live in it.
So,
this scripture is telling us everything that we see belongs to God. And the scripture tells us that you and I, we belong to God.
As he says,
and everyone who sits in the earth belongs to God.
You belong to God.
You are not of yourself. You don't own your husband. Your husband belongs to God. Your children belong to God. Your life belongs to God. And everything you have belongs to God. This is what David is teaching us. Your car is not yours.
It
belongs to God. You can brag how much money you have, but that money is not yours. The money you have belongs to God. So the earlier you learn the wisdom of how to cooperate with the one who owns you and the one who owns everything that you have.
Kati obwangu bw'onookozesa okuyiga okukwatagana n'okukola n'oyo nannyini wa buli ky'olina.
The better.
Bwe kyekijja okuyamba.
Everything belongs to who?
Ebintu byonna byani bannange.
Who owns you?
Ani nnyini w'obulamu bwo.
Who owns your house?
Ani nnyini wa maka.
How about your land?
Ate ettaka lyo.
And your car?
Ate motoka
yo. Imagine some people love their cars so much.
Waliwo abagala
amamotoka
gabwe nnyo. Katonda.
Your car belongs to God.
Vitsiyo ya Katonda.
Yes. Yes, it's not your own.
CEO we
car. That's how you have to learn how to use your car to serve the Lord.
Yes, ngacho ino yiga oku.
The time you have belongs to
Katonda ni motoka yo kuba no budde boli nabwa Katonda.
You have 24 hours in the day.
Oyine saba biri munyamu lunako.
Some time back I learned from a man of God.
When the Bible
says give the tenth of everything that you have, you tithe even your time. You have 24 hours in a day. 2 hours and 40 minutes are not yours. They belong to God. So everything that we have belongs to God. If we get this understanding, it will be very easy for us to serve. It will be very easy for us to align our priorities right. It will be very easy for us to be in the right place at the right time. We stop thinking about ourselves. But we start to think about that one who owns us. And that is how we'll be blessed. If you get this revelation that David is giving us here, it will never be hard for you to give your tithe. Because after all, even that man does not belong. It is the Lord is. The Bible says everything in
Bible
the earth belongs to God. So we have to praise God for creating this earth. And for creating us. And we've got to worship Him. And how do we do this? By giving our resources. That's why we come to worship with our resources. We come and worship with our resources. This is very important. It is very important for you to know. It is very important for you to know. You receive financial freedom if you understand this. Today we are talking about finances and faith. But your faith is reflected in even other things apart from finances. If you say that you believe in the Lord, can it be hard for you to give of your time? Can it be hard for you to give of your resources? Of your money? Of your time? It is not hard for you to give your life.
tekisobola kubeera kizibu kuwaayo bulamu bwo eri oyo gokkiririzaamu.
Haleluya.
Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
So in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 18.
Ati muchamateka 8:18.
I read the message version.
Obakabogamba.
NKJV. The Bible says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth.
Agamanti. Nayo nojukiranga mukama Katonda okubanga oyo yakuwa obuyinza okufuna obugagga.
That He may establish His covenant which He saw to your fathers as it is today.
Anyweze endagaano ye gye yalayirira bajjajjaabo nga leero.
Remember the Lord your God.
Nojukiranga mukama Katonda.
This scripture suggests that sometimes we forget God.
Obubaka buno bulinga obugamba nti oluusi twerabira Katonda.
Do you know that sometimes you forget even to pray?
Omanyi n'okwerabira okusaba.
Sometimes we even forget to read your devotion.
Okimanyi nti omanyi n'okwerabira okusoma obubaka obujja ku ssimu y'obuli lunaku.
Sometimes you forget and you forsake fellowship.
Oluusi olekawo n'okussa ekimu n'ogaana.
There are months when some believers out there forget to pay their tithes.
Waliwo emyezi egimu abooluganda we beerabira okuwaayo ekimu ekyo.
Some months are tight.
Bagamba emyezi egimu mizibu zibu.
I can only pay tithe when I have enough.
Nsobola okuwaayo ekimu ekyekumi nga nina mwezi werakaawo
ez'okulya. When I have enough.
Nga nina ezimala.
Pastor, this month was tight.
Waliwo agamba nti aguno omwezi gubadde muzibu omusumba.
You see how you were forgotten.
Olaba weerabidde.
He says, remember.
Agamba jukira.
Remember.
Onojukiranga.
Listen to the message version. It says, if you start thinking it yourselves.
Obubaka bugamba nti bw'onootandika okwerowooleza mumwe.
Even right now as you're thinking of yourselves.
Nakati weerowoozaako.
I did all this. And all by myself.
Nti byonna mbikoze ayambye ekoledde nzekka.
And I am rich.
Era nina obugagga.
It is all mine.
Byonna byange.
He says, well, think again.
Agamba damu olowooze.
He says, you're wrong. Please pause and think again.
Damu olowooze.
Remember that God.
Jukira nti Katonda.
Your God.
Oyo Katonda wo.
Gave you the strength.
Yakuwa amaanyi.
To produce all this wealth.
Okukola obugagga buno bwonna.
So as to confirm the covenant that He
promised to your ancestors as this
day. So we learn from here that it is God who gives us the power.
Wano tuyigira nti Katonda yatuwa amaanyi n'obuyinza.
God gives us the ability.
Katonda yatuwa obusobozi.
God gives us the wisdom.
Yatuwa amagezi.
So please let us always remember.
Tujukirenga.
Let us always remember.
Leka tujukirenga.
Let us believe God and pray for the spirit of conviction.
Tukirize Katonda era tusabe n'omwoyo oyo alumiriza.
That we will know what to do at the right time.
Tuberenga tumanye ekyokukola mu budde obutuufu.
We will know what to do at the right time.
Tutegere ekyokukola mu budde obutuufu.
You know, but this teaching is not for the born again.
Okusomesa kuno si kwoyo alokose.
This teaching is for the blessed.
Okusomesa kuno kwoyo alina omukisa.
You want to be blessed.
Oyina omukisa. You are
born again. That one has no problem.
Kituufu walokoka.
You are born again, but this is for the blessed.
Kino kyoyo alina omukisa.
This is for the blessed.
Alina omukisa era agwagala.
This is for the blessed.
Aina omukisa era agwagala.
You can be born again and miss.
Osobola okubeera okulokoka naye kino nekikuyitako.
Why? Because this one is for doing principles.
Kubanga kino kya nono oyina okukola ennono oyina okukola.
Doing principles.
Nono.
So it gives us the power.
Kati atuwa amaanyi.
The power is not your own.
Amaanyi gano sigago.
You wake up every day.
Ozuka buli lunaku.
Your organs are working.
Nga ebitundu by'omubiri bikola.
You can walk on your two legs.
Osobola otambulira ku magulu go abiri.
And go to work.
N'ogenda n'okola.
Or you start your car and drive.
Oba n'otandika emmotoka yo n'etandika
n'okola. All this is the doing of the Lord.
Bino byonna nkola
ya Katonda. So never sit down and boast and say you have made it.
Katotulanga wansi n'ogamba nze namalayo.
The message version says if you start to boast and say I'm rich.
Obubaka bugambye bw'onotandika okwewaanawaana n'okwelyekadiika.
Those who need money, let them go to church.
Ababa ina sente bagende basabe.
Yeah, abagamba boba ina sente meka.
They say, but how much money do they have?
And you feel you have made it. The Bible says, please pause and think again. It is God who gives you the power. Can you clap your hands and appreciate God for giving you the power? He has given you the ability and wisdom to make what you have made. Now I'm here to remind you that everything that you have belongs to God. It belongs to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want us to look at what he means, the promise that he saw to our fathers.
Which promise
is he talking about? This promise is only for the blessed. It is only for the givers. And it is found in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2. Genesis chapter 12, verse
2.
The Bible says, I'll make you a great nation. And I'll bless you. And I'll make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. So God blesses you to be
Katonda kuwa omukisa gwe ofuuka omukisa.
God blesses you to be
Katonda kuwa omukisa nawe obeere omukisa.
God blesses you for you to serve.
Katonda kuwa omukisa oweereze.
God gives you life for you to serve.
Katonda kuwa obulamu omuweereze.
You see the promise?
Olaba ekisuubizo ekyo.
Do you want to live long?
Oyagala okubeera n'obulamu.
Dedicate your life and give it to God.
Kati kwata obulamu bwobwe Katonda.
Love to do the work of the kingdom.
Yagala nnyo okukola omulimu gwa
Kabaka. Love to serve God.
Yagala nnyo kumuweereza.
Do you want a shift in your finances?
Oyina oyagala okutuuka mu byensimbi.
Start to become a blessing today.
Tandika okubeera omukisa eri abantu.
Every day of your life, look at an opportunity to give.
Buli lunaku lw'obulamu bwo oyina okulaba
omukisa okuwaayo. Look for an opportunity to give. Look for an opportunity to bless someone.
Oguwa omuntu omulala omukisa.
The Bible says that whoever gives to the poor lends.
Bible egamba nti oyo awaayo eri abaavu awola Katonda.
How many poor people you see abaavu bameka boolaba? Just ignore them.
Olaba abaavu bameka n'obaleka awo n'ogenda.
And he says when you give to the poor you lend to.
Omwavu,
and the Bible says
Katonda.
He will repay you.
Era agamba nti yajja kusasula. Katonda yakwesasulira.
And this is the word of the Lord.
Kino kigambo kya Mukama.
Listen, God is not a bad debtor.
Katonda tawola bubi.
When he says you'll pay, he pays.
Katonda bwagamba nti bwana ajja kusasula. Ajja kusasula.
Whoever, he didn't say when the born again give to the poor, even if somebody is not born again and they give to the poor, God pays them.
Omulokole bwanawo omwavu omuntu ne bwaba simulokole.
This is his word.
Kino kigambo kye bwamuwa Katonda asasula.
This is his word. Can you find an opportunity to give and bless
someone?
In this season, can you find an opportunity to just spend time with someone and bless them? Like I said, we are talking about finances, but it goes deeper than finances. It goes deeper than money. It is beyond money. We are talking about the blessing of the Lord. We have been announcing volunteers for Love Encounter. That is giving to the Lord. Giving to the Lord. Giving to the Lord. Do not be so busy in your doing and your work. That's what the Bible says. Remember. Remember God. Who gives you the power? Who has given you the ability and the wisdom? Remember God. Remember God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to the Amplified. It says, and I will make you a great nation. And I'll bless you abundantly. And make your name great. I'll make it exalted and distinguished. And you shall be a blessing. Listen to this. A source of great good to others. A source of great good to others. We learned last week that through men God will bless you. God will never come and drop money for you. God will bless you through
men.
In Invest in right relationships.
Love
your family. Love people. Love people. We are teaching finances. This is how you increase your this is how you get money. This is how you get the things that you need. Remember, God has already provided everything.
He
has provided everything. He says, I bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But this is how you connect for this blessing. This is how you connect to the blessing. Do good to others. How many poor people have you seen in your community? Sometime I read a scripture that scared me. It said, the one who looks at the poor and ignores them receives a curse.
Nasoma kecha wandikiwe kigamba nti oyo atunuye omwavu n'amwesonyiwa afune ekikolimo.
May God give us the wisdom.
Atonda atuwa amagezi.
To know what to do.
Okumanya ekyokukola.
So the fulfillment of the covenant that he's talking about here is attached to obedience.
Kati okutuukiriza kw'ekisuubizo kino kwe ategeeza okugonda.
It is attached to you being a blessing.
Chikwatagana nawe okubera omukisa.
The promise will come true if you become a blessing.
Ekisubizo kino kijja kuyita mu kituukire ng'ofuuse
omukisa. Somebody might say, you know, I don't have, even me, I don't have enough.
Wali wainzo gamba nze mune sirina.
But the Bible says, whoever is faithful in the little,
nti oyo anabera omwesigwa mu kitono, anabera n'omwesigwa mu bingi.
You might not have money today, but you have time. Where do you invest your time? You have life. God has given you. Where do you invest your life? Where do you invest your life? So it is attached to your obedience to do the word of God. It is attached on you choosing to be a blessing. So many times we pray the blessing of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you want to be blessed, if you want the blessing of Jacob, of Isaac, of Abraham, it's not just in the prayer that you make. You choose to become a blessing today. You choose to become a blessing
today.
Because it is attached to being a blessing. He blesses you for you to be a blessing. So we also learn that the power to multiply is in the ability to obey and believe. You have to believe it. You cannot multiply without faith. And you cannot believe if you're not a follower. You must follow.
You follow the word of God.
And you become obedient. Somebody touch your chest and say, become obedient. I become obedient. I feel like somebody needs to make a prayer. God is speaking to you today. And you feel like you have ignored the work for so long. Sometimes you say, this is not my responsibility. The church is not my responsibility. You see? Helping the poor is not my work. But God wants you to prosper. Listen, somebody, God wants you to be well. God wants you to be well. He says that you should prosper in everything. Even as your soul prospers. God wants you to prosper in your physical body, wants you to prosper in your finances, wants you to prosper in your marriage, in your family, in your relationships. He wants you to prosper. God doesn't want you to die poor. God doesn't want us to die sick. But all these other things we connect with them by principle. We connect to these things by principle. And today we want to pray for the wisdom. For the wisdom. Because these things you already have. They are somewhere in the realm of the spirit. But how do we connect to them? We need wisdom. Let us read the last one. Luke chapter 16 verses 9.
Luke 16:9.
The Bible says, here is the lesson. Please learn this lesson today.
Tutuige ekyokuyiga kino.
Use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends.
Agamba nti mufunenge mikwano mu mamona atali mutuukirivu.
Then when your possessions are gone, they will welcome you to an eternal home.
God wants, the kingdom wants
to be friends with you.
Pastor
Carol was teaching last week and he emphasized this money.
It belongs
to the world. It is sent
for
this place. Money is here. So he says, use your money. I will also tell you, use your time while you're still here. To invest and make friends. Because these friends will welcome you to an eternal
home.
They will welcome you to an eternal home. Do we love God? Does it correspond with our actions? What we say, does it respond and to the call that God has put on our hearts? Does it correspond with what we do? Hallelujah.
Amina.
Genesis chapter 26. Let us read from 2 to 5. So the Bible says the Lord appeared to him. And this is about the covenant that God made with his father. He's speaking to Isaac in this verse. Then the Lord appeared to Isaac and said to him, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Verse 3, dwell in this land. And I will be with you. And I will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all this land. And I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. Verse 4 says, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of the heaven. And I will give your descendants all these lands. And in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Verse 5 has the reason why.
Why
is God declaring all this blessing? Verse
5,
because Abraham did what? Are you reading your Bible? Abraham did what? Obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes and my laws.
Oh,
this is not for born again. This is for the blessed. The blessing is about keeping the law.
Obeying.
The Bible says, when you obey, you'll do what?
You'll eat
the good of the land. It's obedience. So God is blessing Isaac because his father
obeyed.
I want you to think about your family as you invest for your children today. There is a higher wisdom here. There is a better place to invest. Abraham understood this. We see God blessing Isaac, not because Isaac did anything.
But
he gives
the
reason, he says, because your father Abraham obeyed. Hallelujah.
Amina.
Now, do you want to sustain a blessing? Do you want to connect to this blessing? Number one, love and serve God. Where is a Katonda? Put in your time.
Love and serve God and put in your time.
Take a moment. Where is a Katonda?
Put in all your time to serve God.
This is how we connect to the blessing. This is, you know, we work with wisdom. You go to your job and do it with this wisdom. You invest in your business, on your earthly business, with this
business
wisdom. You use this wisdom. Love God and serve Him. Find always an opportunity to serve.
No nyanga umukisa okumuweleza.
Do the word of God.
Kola ekigambo cha Katonda.
Do not be a hearer but be a doer.
Tubeera muulize buulize na
yeye. Participate in something. Do something in the house of the Lord. Give Him the first place in your life.
Muwechi fwechi soke chokumwanjo mu bulamu bwo.
The Bible puts God and Mammon and, at a comparison. It says
Bible,
you cannot serve two masters.
Why,
of all things, why does the Bible compare God?
It
says, choose one. Otherwise, you will either serve one and despise the other.
Brethren,
can we choose to serve God? And we choose to serve God.
Tuweleze Katonda, tusaleo.
Amen.
Amina.
Number two. Love and serve others.
Nti yagala eroweleza abalala.
Love and serve others.
Yagala oweleza abalala.
And number three.
Ekyokusatu.
Stay humble.
Sigala ngoli muweto waze.
The Bible says He gives grace to the humble.
Agama we chiseri abo abeto waze.
The proud.
Na ye aba ina malala aba suweli.
Let us stand up on our feet.
Tusituke kubigere byaffe.
As we close this session.
Ngabwe tugalawo olwaleero.
I want us to pray a prayer. I want us to ask God for the wisdom. There is a place where we must be. I feel it in my heart. Like I said in the beginning. Please get up on your feet. Stand up
everyone.
Like I said in the beginning. We had a display of our giving right here. And we have seen the work that we have. And maybe we have not been standing in the right place. We refuse to operate under our God-given potential. We refuse. Me, I refuse. I refuse. So we need to pray a prayer. We need to seek wisdom. We need to have revelation. We need to have revelation. We need to seek wisdom. You're not supposed to walk in lack.
The Bible says He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
And sometimes we are even discouraged. We see people who are, you know, and you know we have these conversations always. There are people who do not even go to church. They don't fast. They don't know how to speak in tongues. But they prosper in their business.
This
is the principle. This is the principle. This is the principle. Giving our resources. Giving our time. Giving ourselves. With an understanding that nothing belongs to us. Everything that we have belongs to God. So every time we come to serve, every time we come and give our offering, we are giving back of that which God has given us. And we are practicing good stewardship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to ask God for wisdom.
Tu ino kusaba Katonda amagezi.
We need to ask God for wisdom.
Tu ino kusaba Katonda amagezi.
When the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just.
Bible ibegamba nti obugagga bwaba ababi buterekeddwa.
We declare those things and we pray.
Ebyo tubyogera.
Riches, the wealth of the wicked.
Netu ogera nti obugagga n'obugagga bwababi.
This is what it means. The just means
kitegeza bwekiti.
The righteous person.
The
who is standing in the right place.
Listen,
the wealth of the heathen is not for the born again. Let me say that again.
Eh?
The wealth of the heathen is not for the born again. It is for the just. It is laid up for the just. It is laid up for that one who does what he's supposed to do. the one who obeys, like the Bible says, Abraham
obeyed. Ibrahim yagonda.
So a believer out there is not paying their tithe, but they are declaring their wealth.
Waliwo atawayo chimu cha 10 na inga na yagamba anti ugaga bwange.
What God expects you to do is
atuna chayagala okole.
Not actually taking the wealth of the heathen.
See,
but
kutwala bugaga bwale.
He expects you to have a higher wisdom.
Akusubira kuba na amagezi agawa guru.
For you to do better.
Gwo okukola obulungi n'okusinga.
If you're competing for a business with a wicked person.
Obo ina business joyagala okola na ingo.
How can a wicked person take the business?
And you are believer. Wensi akutwala kati ya
God
business.
Expects you to have the wisdom.
Katonda akusubira kuba na amagezi.
And that is how you take the wealth of the wicked.
Bwe kitwala obugaga bwensi.
You don't wait for them to die and come and take
over. Kufa.
They have their children. They will inherit their wealth. And many years later, the heathen will still have their wealth. If we don't walk in wisdom, can you raise up your hands? Just ask him for wisdom. I need this wisdom. I need to know how to work this out. Lord, I need to become a doer. I need to become the one who obeys your word. Prayer.
Saba, esara.
You know where you've been struggling. You know where you have your weakness. You're not supposed to be in that place. Let me tell you, you are not supposed to be in that place. Regardless of how you sleep, how you drive, where you come from, which family you come from, you are supposed to be in a different place. All of us have to be in a certain place. We have to be in a certain place, but we need wisdom. We need wisdom. Somebody, you're here and you're wondering, I've been trying to do things and my things are not working. I've tried to invest, things are not coming through. I've invested, but I'm making losses. Open your mouth and speak. Tell him, I need wisdom. Lord, give me wisdom. This is the wisdom that is going to serve you and serve your children. Abraham walked in this wisdom, and Isaac benefited in the same wisdom. He says, I give you the power to make wealth. To make wealth. To make wealth. You need it. You need it. You need to serve the kingdom. Ask for wisdom. You have 1 minute. Ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Tell God to position your heart in the right place. He says, when you think of yourselves, and you start saying, I am rich. I have it all. I have made it in life. He says, pause and remember him. You start remembering God in your heart. You start remembering God in your heart.
And
choose to become obedient. You choose to become obedient. For 1 more minute, somebody ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Ask for the anointing for your business, upon your family. Ask for the anointing upon that institution, upon your job. Ask for the anointing. It is here. He wants to give it to you. You are blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom. Thank you for speaking to us today. Lord, thank you for your word. For the entrance of your word brings light. We rebuke any financial darkness right now. We cast it out of the minds of these men and women. Every stronghold, every poverty mentality, and every spirit of unbelief, loose those people.
Abantu ba Mukama.
May your blessing go with them. Beginning tomorrow. These are faithful. They are doers of the word. Lord bless them. Beginning tomorrow. We start to see the heaven pouring the blessing
eggulu nga liggulawo okuyiwa omukisa
eri
abantu bo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mukama tukwebaza.
Beginning tomorrow, miracles, signs and wonders, healing in those who have sickness in their bodies right now, we rebuke
abalwadde mubiri gyabwe.
Every sickness, every disease. Lord, we thank you for we prosper in everything. We prosper in our marriages, in our families, in our workplaces. Our children are prosperous. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Somebody raise up your hands above your head and give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for coming today. I know that you have been blessed. Continue in the same spirit. Go and walk in wisdom. Go and walk in wisdom. And be sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. Because He holds your hand. And He walks with you. And He whispers into your ear. That daughter, my son, this is the way. Walk through it. You have no mistake in your life. You never make bad decisions because you carry this wisdom. You make right connections this week, and the blessing of the Lord is upon you. Your things will work. You'll prosper in your business. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Now turn to your neighbor and tell them. Tell them you're blessed. Hold their hand. Closing a mikono.
Don't fold your hands. Hold someone's hand. Tell them you're blessed. You are blessed.
The Bible says the blessing of the Lord gives and He adds no sorrow. You're going to be happy this week. You're going to walk in miracles. You're
going
to walk in power. And the glory of the Lord is upon you. In Jesus' name. And remember, Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. Go home safe. Have a lovely week. Remember to come with someone next week. We have a powerful service in this place. Bring someone. Don't come alone. Don't come alone. You're bringing someone, right? Yes, don't turn around. You know the person you're supposed to bring. God bless you. And see you soon.
Amen.